When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
You've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The eastern side of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness is reopening today for campers. A notable first court appearance for Vance Belter, who's now facing state charges. And tomorrow, St. Paul's largest homeless encampment is scheduled to be cleared. But first, Farm Fest opens today near Redwood Falls with a host of candidate forums on the schedule. There had been a rumor about calling off a Senate forum by a candidate who didn't qualify to appear on stage. WCCO political analyst Blois Olson says not so fast.
Adam Shorzy's campaign put out a news release saying that Farm Fest canceled the Senate forum. That is an absolute utter lie. This idea that you get to create alternative realities as a candidate for public office just isn't going to cut it this year.
Adam Schwarzy is the Republican-endorsed candidate for the seat being vacated by retiring Democrat Tina Smith. Blois says polling numbers are among the reasons Schwarzy did not qualify for tomorrow's scheduled forum. Appearing on stage will be Republicans Michelle Tafoya and Royce White, along with Democrats Angie Craig and Peggy Flanagan. Minneapolis Community Safety Commissioner Todd Barnett is out, announcing late yesterday that he's leaving the post he's held for nearly 3 years. He'll stay until the end of the year and serve as interim commissioner until a replacement is named. City leaders had until yesterday to make a final decision on Barnett, and Mayor Jacob Frey had suggested he'd veto the council's rejection. Frey urged council members not to mistake Barnett's calm demeanor for a lack of urgency. Barnett had been a Hennepin County chief judge and has a 30-year background in public safety. The eastern side of the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness is reopening today for campers. The U.S. Forest Service says anyone who plans to visit should be self-sufficient, no weather forecasts and fire conditions, travel with multiple means of communication, and understand the potential risks. 64,000 acres of timberland have been scorched. Local leaders say it's been devastating for businesses in the area. There's an Ely Wildfire Recovery Fund for people wanting to help. A notable first court appearance for Vance Belter, who's now facing state charges for shooting and killing Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and shooting and wounding State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette.
Vance Belter appeared in person in a Hennepin County court where bail remains at $5 million. State prosecutors want Belter to be moved to Hennepin County Jail, while his public defender wants him to remain in Sherburne County. Before the proceedings ended, Belter spoke, asking the judge some questions. Twin Cities defense attorney Joe Tamburino on that move.
Every time you're in court, any attorney will say to their client, do not say anything unless I tell you to say something, or if I tell you, look, the judge is going to ask you some question, that's fine to answer. But don't just go off on your own.
His next court appearance is set for September 2nd. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
There's no reaction yet from Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who was urged by Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty to extradite an ICE agent who shot and wounded a man in Minneapolis. 52-year-old Christian Castro is charged here with four counts of second-degree assault and one count of falsely reporting a crime. The shooting happened in January during Operation Metro Surge. In a letter sent late last month to Abbott, Moriarty said Castro was arrested in Texas on May 29th and remains in custody. Those planning to vote in Minnesota's primary election by mail shouldn't wait.
Getting down to the wire, if you're planning on vote by mail, today is really the day. We're encouraging people to get their ballots turned back in so that it has time to go through the postal service to make it back here.
Minneapolis Elections Director Katie Smith tells Vanita Sokar on the WCCO Morning News that more than 10,000 people have already filed early for the primary in her city. The polls open 1 week from today. Smith says if you still want to vote early, you need to plan on filing as soon as possible. Smith adds that there are also drop-off options. Tomorrow's the day that St. Paul's largest homeless encampment in Pig's Eye Park is scheduled to be cleared due to ongoing safety concerns.
Catholic Charities Dorothy Day Center added 49 emergency beds and additional support staff ahead of the Pig's Eye Park encampment clearing. Chief Program Officer Keith Kazurski.
What we're really hoping is that the city, the state, and the county and other nonprofit partners realize that this is just the tip of the iceberg, and we need to stay at the table and figure out what are more long-term solutions.
What remains unclear is just how many people will be pushed out of the encampment, but that number's likely in the hundreds.
We know that just continually expanding shelter beds isn't the answer. The answer is to make sure that we have a community where people don't need shelter.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Twins wrapped up aggressive work before baseball's trading deadline by acquiring one of the best relievers in the game. Jeff Hoffman has been the closer for the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Twins general manager Jeremy Zoll says he'll fit right in to that slot with his new team.
Being able to add someone as a right-handed reliever that's running up there, you know, in the upper 90s with really good breaking ball, you know, that's what you're looking for when you're trying to improve the back end of a pen, and he checks so many boxes in that regard.
The Twins added several other pitchers after Zoll announced that they would be working to improve the team for the rest of the season and would not be trading away players on the major league roster. It's the first Tuesday of August, the date set aside for National Night Out. The community policing and awareness-raising event dates back to 1984. Katie Zurl of the Bloomington Police Department says dozens of block parties have helped keep neighborhoods safe year-round.
We do see that in our community is that where groups are active, they have better communication, better awareness of what's going on in their community. They can share information more readily once they know who their neighbors are and how to contact them.
Bloomington has had solid participation over the years on National Night Out. There are 308 get-togethers scheduled there tonight, the highest since the pandemic, when many National Night Out events were called off. Finally, Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda and his father, Luis Miranda Jr., are joining the production team for Purple Rain on Broadway. The pair have signed on as co-producers of the musical rendition of Prince's 1984 film. The show had a clunky start in Minneapolis, but along with the Mirandas, it's getting a new director and a new book for its 2027 debut. Opening night is set for April 12th. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com. or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.